Hey, what's going on, everybody? It's your guy Gary. It's funny as I'm sitting here editing episodes from this month's podcast, and just thinking about the inner workings of some of these conversations, it just helped me to really think about situations and situationships and things that I was involved with, and dating people. I remember when old people used to say, if something is meant, it will be. And we could have feelings and be in love and have dealt with people that we thought we was going to spend our whole lives with, and some of those situations crumbled and, never worked out. And, it just made me really think and be grateful that I ended up with the person I ended up with. It also helped me to understand that, nothing is perfect. Nothing in this world, will ever be perfect or whatever, always work according to the way that we try to design it. But I can say that, just really thinking in retrospect, of some of the things I've involved myself with and some of the people I involved myself with, I'm just, just totally grateful that, some of the turns and some of the things in life didn't work out the way that, I probably planned, or what you may have it. But basically, this is a part, two of the conversation I had with the females, and I want you guys to really pay attention, because you can hear some of the apprehension and the fear and, the conversation through the ladies when we talk about love, and when we talk about, dating and things like that. Society is so different now that, we have to be open to the concept of people just thinking differently without being offended or having an offense against it. So I want y'all guys to just rock out, listen to the conversation, and yeah, tell me what you guys think. We're going to, spice some things up in the next, in the last 2 weeks of this conversation. We both groups have about two more segments left, and I hope you guys are enjoying it, man. Thank you for rocking out with the Stirring the Pot podcast. We're on all podcast platforms. Look us up, hit me up. I'll send you the link if you need it. And yeah, that's it. You guys have a great one. I hope you enjoyed the episode. Peace.
What?
I heard a I saw a meme, and I want y'all to tell me what y'all think about
God,
this.
Oh God, these memes get on my nerves.
So I saw a meme that said, "If you love a girl enough, be honest with her, and you don't have to lie to her, because she will love you enough to lie to herself."
Oh yeah, for sure. Wait, I'm sorry. Walk me through that. She will love you enough.
All right.
To lie to herself.
I mean, that's it. All right.
How do you?
If you love a girl, if you love a girl enough, be honest with her. Basically, give her the choice.
Right.
The truth or a lie.
Okay.
And if you don't have to lie to her, because if she loves you enough, she will love you enough to lie to herself if you cheated. So if a dude cheats on you, would you? Basically, and he didn't lie, but he said, "Babe, I messed up. Da 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 da. I don't want to lose you. It was just what it was. I love you. I don't love her. It was just we was arguing. I was horny. I didn't want to come over. Whatever he said. Is it true that you will respect the truth?
I will respect the truth. Doesn't mean I'm gonna stay.
Why not?
Because that's a boundary that you crossed. Especially if I've made that boundary clear.
So if a guy cheats on you, say you're in a relationship, and I know this might be different because you said you. So if you're in a relationship, that's the boundary.
That's
what if it's just someone that you're courting?
Oh, don't even tell me. Dayton. Oh, yeah, no, that's not my business. It's not my business.
Give a fuck.
No, no, seriously, that's not my business.
Seriously?
No, no, seriously.
I don't want to do that. Don't, you going to mess it up for me anyway. Don't even tell me that.
I mean, so here, okay, wait.
So, so
ignorance, what you mean, like, if you have, okay, so wait. What
we
do
don't
mean,
owe
like,
each other nothing.
If we're dating and you have other sexual partners, you mean? I don't.
Well, I mean,
the only reason why I would want to know if you have other sexual partners was for the protection purpose.
Well, yeah, that should be respected.
Other than that.
We're okay. Not,
yeah.
Let's dive into that a little more.
Okay.
So say if you was dealing with someone, sleeping with them unprotected, because y'all been dealing with each other for a while, right?
Okay.
But you come to find out that he has 6 other yous.
Okay.
But he used protection with them.
But not with me.
Yeah.
Okay.
You special. I guess.
Oh, God.
I guess.
Is that what that means for you? How would you tell, as a man, what would be the reason why you would be speaking to 4 different women, you're protecting yourself with the 3 of them, but not with this one? What is that? What is this
well,
one?
Well, I think as a man, and I can speak from a true experience.
Okay.
I had someone that we wasn't in a relationship, but I had access to her at all times. And I say access because it's like we're in a relationship, but we're not. Okay. I'm doing my dirt, but I'm just not letting it get back to her.
Okay.
She think I'm never around because I was in the streets.
Okay.
So it's like I played on that or whatever. Like I would mess with chicks from a whole different part of the city.
That was a good time for
she
you.
She ain't that popular for
that was
for,
a good time for you.
Oh, yeah. I was a mess. So. So I actually did, like, because if I'm just messing, I know it's just sex.
Right.
I'm not going to put myself in that position, even though I have, but I sometimes I operated with the brains I had, okay. With the head up here and not the other one.
Okay.
But okay. I mean, but this girl, I mean, I would have sex with her unprotected all the time because in my mind, I thought that she was so pressed in love, if you will, that I know she's not messing with nobody else because to her, I'm her man.
Mm.
And I'm not messing with nobody else.
Okay, that's interesting. Okay.
But I knew that I could always have sex unprotected with her because I know she's not sleeping with nobody else.
Right, okay.
But out in the streets, see, I always had a fear of getting just somebody crazy pregnant.
Right.
If you talking about, I had more fear in that than getting locked up.
No,
I have a fear of procreating with the wrong person.
Yeah, same, so do I.
Yeah.
Which is why I haven't had children yet.
Okay, exactly. Because I'm telling you, and it's funny, and me as a grown man, I've been married for 5 years. So even before, in my life, I'm in my 30s also,
mm-hmm.
I've never had an STD.
Okay.
STI, whatever.
Right, they
whatever.
Change the name now.
Yeah, now they want to get all technical, right? So I've never had to go to the doctor and say I was burning. Mm-hmm. Thank God. I don't know how, but thank God.
Okay.
Because like I said, I didn't... Right. I wasn't as smart, right?
Okay.
So, back to the question, is okay if he cheats? Because y'all
not
in a relationship.
No, it's not okay.
Is that cheating?
If you're not in a relationship, I feel
But nowadays, just because y'all don't have a title, like we was talking earlier, if you don't have a title, but... So no expectations come unless there's a title?
Time out.
We need to establish a
right.
Let's establish.
I feel like every step of the way you need to establish like what's going on, what your expectation is, what mine is.
Yeah.
Every single step of the way.
If it's
because
changed,
otherwise,
if it's lines
get crossed,
anyway, yeah. Uh-huh.
You got to make sure that you're okay. And that other person
what,
is okay.
What, mentally or emotionally?
Both.
All of it. Especially somebody that you're... Especially if it's somebody that I'm constantly pursuing. This is like a consistent... This is somebody that we're not new. Like, this is something that we have together.
I'm not 21.
Yeah.
Right? So, I'm not leaving no room for the gray area at this time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So...
If you're not feeling me no more, tell me. If, you know, you feeling more than what you was before, tell me. If... Yeah, but so, like, as far as, like, this whole moving around, dealing with each other, and there's no... I'm thinking we're in a relationship, but you... thinking something else. No, that's our wires are crossed somewhere. Uh-huh. And, you know.
I'm the type now, as like a full grown person, I'm still growing, but.
Mm-hmm. We're off. Yeah, we grow every day.
Yeah, right. But I just feel like I'm at this point where if it's not explicitly said to me, because I'm not the one. I mean, although I would like to be in a relationship, I'm not pursuing a relationship. I'm not like chasing a man. So if I'm dating a guy and if he wants to be exclusive, then that's something that he has to articulate and say and express. Because right. I'm not going to act like I'm exclusive if that's not something that you say. And I don't care what we're doing.
And I don't like to assume either.
And I'm not going to assume that because that assumption puts me at a disadvantage. I'm supposed to assume that we're exclusive mm-hmm. just because we're doing certain things. Like,
no.
But that gives you an advantage, and it gives me a disadvantage being a single adult woman. So, no, mm-hmm. I'm still going to do whatever it is that I would like to do until as a single person. Until you like, yo, Tamara.
Hey.
Sit down.
Why am I sitting down?
Right. Then it's like, well, why? Well, what do you mean? Well, let's unpack this. Like, you like me how? Like a friend? You love me like a sister? Or like, you want to get married?
More
like,
than this?
Yeah, like, what is it? Like, I need to know detail for detail.
You said you wanted to get married. You wanted to take a life insurance.
right. You got to pick a side. It's like, either I'm single or I'm in a full-blown relationship.
Yeah, there's no one
between. Okay.
Because that's not fair.
Yeah, so back to your question. If we're just dating and he's having sex with other women, the only reason I would ever ask, are you sexually active with other people?
Is if you
like I said, for the protection purposes. Yeah. Other than that, I don't care what you do.
I'm about my business.
Yeah, basically.
That don't concern me because what concerns me is the way you treat me and how I feel about our interaction dynamic. Yeah. You dealing with somebody else isn't necessarily going to change that. Well, it's I have a standard and a requirement. Are you going to do that? If you can do what I need you to do and keep up with whatever you're doing, then that's on you, player. That sounds like a lot of work.
All right, let's dive into that. So you said, okay, so you do know what you put up with in the courtship mm-hmm. or the relationship before marriage. You have to deal with in each stage. So, from your statement just now, say if you get to the marriage stage, but all this time he's been doing what he's supposed to do, making sure you're taken care of, treating you like a queen, but then also another queen somewhere else in the city, maybe over the bridge in Jersey, or whatever the case is, maybe down the highway in Delaware. But he's treating you like you are Beyoncé.
Beyoncé, oh my God.
I mean, like, you know, you're up there on the you're on the pedestal, but there's another chick on the pedestal somewhere. Mm-hmm. Can you handle that dynamic? If you come to find out that, well, dang, like, all right. Because a man could tell, listen, I'm going to keep it a beam. A man could tell you he wants you to be his wife, woman, a relationship. But it doesn't stop the fact that it's a possibility he's going to cheat.
Right.
The possibility that he might have another woman he told this very thing to.
Right.
Let's be real. We live in a time where people don't always tell the truth.
Right.
Well, this is probably the time you should tell the truth.
Right.
I think people will accept the truth and deal with some bull crap than to be lied to and have to deal with it without. I think people just want a choice.
Yeah.
So.
Okay, but now you're taking what I said and you're making it into something else.
Not okay.
Wait. But I totally hear what you're saying because of my statement. Yeah, that does. But no, what I'm meaning.
You're not
putting
up with that. What you're saying.
I'm saying like if we're dating and I just met this man.
Okay. All right.
I'm not gonna ask you what you're doing and who you're doing it with. I just met you.
Yeah. Okay.
So let's get to know each other. We're dating. I'm not thinking about what you're doing with and who you're doing it with. I'm worried about our interaction. Now, if we are becoming a thing between me and you, I want to know what you're doing, who you're doing it with, why you're doing it with them, what time you're doing it with them, when you're going to stop doing it with them.
Okay. But I was literally about to touch on that because where does it go? Where's the line between pressuring to be in a relationship?
Pressuring?
And asking questions. You get what I'm saying? Just being curious. Because you have some men that feel like, well, that's not really your place.
Well, if you gotta say that to me, baby, you know what? You're right. I'm gonna mind my business. And that tells me right there that you ain't trying to do right. nothing like that with me. Because, and that's fine. Because I'm not going to ever ask you nothing else.
We're doing a lot, right? And so if I just want clarification, like, you know, there's just, I literally had guy friends tell me this, like, you know, oh, I don't like when they ask too many questions. But it's kind of like, you want to do what you want to do. And she asks for clarification, and you kind of use the whole, well, I'm not your man.
Like I said, what you put up with in the beginning, you got to put up with in the end. That's just a reality.
Mm-hmm. So that's,
men are creatures of, we
learn behavior. And habit,
right. Habit and behavior. So if a man, that's why I said, if a man, and I know this from experience of knowing dudes. I know dudes. It's the reality. Cheated their whole relationship.
Right.
Got married. Think that cheating stopped?
No. But that's why I always, like, if I'm interested in somebody, we're dating or whatever, I know how far I'm going to take it based off of how you're treating me. Like, I don't like to be in a position where I feel like I have to bring up something or complain about something. You know what you're doing. You know how you acting. Like,
you don't
I'm
want
not
to put in a position, or you don't want him to, you don't want him to just know that, oh, you know I'm not stupid, right?
I don't think a guy would think that I'm stupid. I think they just want to see what they can get away with.
If
you think that you can get away with something like that,
they might not think you're stupid. They just might think they're smarter.
Yeah, and it's just like you thought you was taking advantage of something. We ain't gonna ever get like you're not gonna manipulate me in that way. Like mm-hmm. No, I don't care what I say and what I do. I found that my mind is way stronger than any type of feelings that I could develop as a woman.
Wow.
I think it's just because I've gotten older.
So you think mm-hmm. you're more logical than emotional?
Yeah.
That's different same. From most females.
Like, I'm sensitive and I'm emotional, and you will get that from me.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. But when I start to see behaviors, like, I feel like men are very much action-based.
Very true.
So if their actions are not lining up with the stuff they're saying, or their actions are some shit that I don't like, it's like, oh, okay, I see what's happening here. Regardless of how much I might like this person, I might be mm-hmm. in love with this person, and blah, 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 blah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm an old-ass lady, for real, for real.
Yeah, you're not that old. You know?
I'm not getting younger.
So you're not going to, like, play me but so much. It's like, oh, okay, I'm going to let this feed your ego, and it's probably gonna hurt mine in the long run, but I know my feelings are still there, so I'm gonna deal with you in a certain way, but you ain't gonna get over like you think you are.
And I know what
like,
I can handle and what I can't.
And what I can't, right, yeah. So it's like, you know, no.
I might be okay with it in the beginning, but at some point, of course,
I'm walking away.
Yeah, at some point, my feelings are gonna change towards you. They might grow, they might lessen, and either way.
And that depends on them. If he's not doing something to make them grow, they're not gonna grow. It's gonna stay the same.
But if like
or they're gonna lessen because right. you know, what he's doing or not doing per right. se. Like,
and then they'll grow for what he is doing, and then it's just like, okay, I'm liking you more than what I thought I would, and I know that you're probably out here having a sex with other women or taking them out and doing this and coming over doing them like you do me. You know what I'm saying? And
I feel like
I can't wrap
times,
my head around that. So I'm just going
no matter back. How good or bad the treatment is, a lot of times people think they're the exception. And it's not the case. People very deal true. With people the same way. The same very way. True. I mean, they might like one particular person more than the other, but you deal with people the same mm-hmm. way. Like
very true. All right, let me ask y'all this. What's more valuable? What's more important? The respect for who you are, or the respect for your vagina?
Wait, what do you mean? What do you mean by the respect for your vagina?
All right.
I'm so confused.
The respect, all right, the question is,
who respected my vagina, me or?
No,
we're the same segment.
Listen, all right, so all right. So you do have to know that you're perceived in a certain way in society and in your house.
Okay.
So, these are still kind of relationship-based questions. What's more important, the respect for who you are or the respect for your vagina?
From a man? From my man?
From your man.
And what do you mean by that?
What do you
so
mean
when
by
I, when I say, when I say that, I mean, All right. Is he, all right, if a man is in the streets giving away your property, which if that's your husband, your his penis should belong only to you, mm-hmm. unless y'all in a polygamous relationship.
Right.
But if a man, you know, if he's just giving you no respect as far as the bedroom, or he's just out doing whatever he wants and making you seem like some nobody, or no, all right, in the streets, let me say it like this. What's more important, your reputation or keeping a low body count? Let me say it like that.
Oh, okay.
That's what I meant to say.
Oh, okay. I understand.
Your reputation or body count. Because both of them correlate with each other if you think about it.
They do.
But the reality of it is, the niggas in New York may not know that you got 150 bodies in Philadelphia. I mean, you know, because, hey, listen, I know body count is probably one of the most, I would say, secret. I think that's probably
especially for women.
Yeah, for women.
Yeah.
And I think it's more so because of the way
they're judged, right? Yeah,
judged.
Because they're judged off of it.
I mean, you know, and believe it or not,
which is wild because we have sex with men.
Who you having sex with, right?
And if you judge a woman off of her high body count.
Who are you having sex with?
Who are you having sex with? It has to be a woman.
Well, yeah, I mean, don't know. You know what it really is? So obviously it's a double standard.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
You know, men can sleep with 150 women. They gonna look it up.
But you throwing up in the bathroom.
Exactly. Right? So, and you know what the crazy thing is? This is we have to wrap our heads around. The number really don't matter.
It don't.
It's the fact that a man wants to think that you're the only person he's ever been with.
I think it's all about the way that a woman carries it, honestly. I don't think, you might not look at a woman and think that she had a bunch of partners, but then there might be somebody else who you're judging based on their outer. That you might be like, oh my gosh, she's probably, or even if you know, oh my god, you know what I mean? You're more accepting of a certain image versus the.
I think that's a mature judgment, though.
Because, I mean, come on, most men are like that, though. True. You see a woman walking down the street
with
covered up.
Yeah.
You're not gonna think, but you don't know if she was just
right.
Perception ran down on. Yeah. She could have just been having a train ran.
Yes,
on
and then the other girl dressed how she want to show off, and I guess what you might call skimpy. And regardless if she has or not, that the assumption is going to be, oh yeah, she done. Ran through. You know what I mean? And I think that's why I say it's just all about the way the woman carries it and the way that she has designed her reputation and how she's perceived. None of it really matters, and nobody would know unless the woman says so anyway. And you say things, even if you don't verbally say it, by the way that you act,
mm-hmm.
the way that you show up to spaces. So that's what you're judged off of.
Very true. Very true. I mean, I think, you know, that's kind of harsh on people because, I mean, you know what it is? And I think for some men, you know, they the issue is more so if I fall in love with her and then find out she's been with somebody.
That you know.
That I know. See, I most men, at least especially me.
You don't like
me,
like, no.
I couldn't.
No,
I
not can't. Larry. No, not my nigga Larry.
But you openly tell me, I'm gonna go hit up your cousin. Like,
yeah. I'm gonna fuck all your friends. What?
You know what?
That's okay.
I'm about to embarrass myself, right? God, I hope all people listen to this podcast. So listen, right? So remember the person I was talking about I had access to, right? Mm-hmm. So I remember I used to always ask her for a threesome, right? Always. And she was like, all right, you know, that's how I said, that's why I said I had always had access to her. Because she would do anything that I wanted, right? So I remember.
I ain't doing that though.
I remember asking for a threesome all the time. And it's funny because, like, some of her college girlfriends and stuff like that would come around. And I'm like, yo, she look like she probably nasty. Ask her, right? And she would literally ask. Not right in that moment. Oh, she's like, all right, let me work on it, or whatever the case is. And I remember one of her girlfriends was like, if that wasn't like your dude, I would have. I was so mad.
You wanted to tell her so bad. We ain't really together.
Yeah. And I'm telling you, man, I was like, yo, that's when I was a dog, though.
Right.
Like, because now I look back and I'm like, yo, you wasn't. Because I would never, some of the stuff I did when I was single, I was like, yo, I would never do this to my wife.
Right.
I would never even, and it's not like my wife got some kind of, I'm scared or, you know, like, it's just, I think I'm mature now. I think it's the respect for the person. Mm-hmm. Because, believe it or not, love is dangerous.
It is. Can be.
You know, being in love is, being in love can be fatal. Being in love can be fatal.
Yep.
Because you have to be vulnerable to love.
Right.
And the reality of it is, getting hurt is a part of it. Mm-hmm. It's a possibility. And that's the, and I don't know if everybody take that into consideration when they start dealing with somebody.
That's why I'm scared to be in a relationship. Like, sometimes I'm like, oh, I want to be in one. Then I'll be like, I'm scared as shit. Because I remember, even when I broke up, when me and my ex ended our relationship, we were together a long time. And I remember, I was the one who ended the relationship. Uh-huh. It was a long time coming. It ain't like it was something.
Yeah.
You know, we both were not satisfied or whatever. But I just was like, you know, I want to do this some more. Even though I was the one to do that, it still hurt me so badly because I just, like, I lost. Like, it just felt like a loss. Like, I felt like someone had died. Like, yeah. Oh my God. I remember feeling like I was scared to go to sleep. I'm like, my heart is going to stop. That's been so dramatic. No, I didn't start hyperventilating. I just felt like
a part of you,
like my, no, like my heart was like I literally felt like physically something was wrong with my heart. Like,
wow.
So that feeling is not a good thing. Now, and I did that before when I was married and I broke up with my ex. Like that experience happened before.
Okay.
But I also feel like the more times you love harder than next time around, so the heartbreak is also bigger. Mm-hmm. So I feel like if I was to do that again, then, and my feelings get hurt, it's going to be even worse. And like, I'm terrified of that. Like, I just let me stay over here in my little space. Let me go out on dates here and there. Like, let me skip out and then let me go back, be by myself, because that's safer. Because love is dangerous. What did you just say?
Love can be fatal.
Yeah. I don't want to do that.
There's a whole show about
Snapped.
No, there's the one
that's about relationships.
Snapped.